Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Kalijah Lipscomb. Kalijah is the top wide receiver for the Vanderbilt Commodores and led the SEC in receptions this past season with 87. Kalijah, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
My pleasure, man. What's going on?
To start, Kalijah, I mean, you've had a very successful collegiate career for the Commodores. We're one of the top receivers in the country last year. So what went into the decision to stay for your senior season?
It was a big decision, you know, and my parents helped me make it. But overall, it was really just, I felt I had more to accomplish, both in school and, you know, and like as far as football goes. You know, there's some records that I want to break as far as Vandy records go. And also, I think I could do better. That's really, you know, overall.
Kalijah, this is your last year playing football. So how is your mentality different than last year?
Mentality is different because, you know, going into last year, I thought that I could do big things, but I didn't know because I'd never done it. But now, you know, going into this year, I know what it takes to kind of get to where I'm going. I've done it, you know, this is my fourth year. So, you know, it's an added year of experience. And then, you know, lastly, it's kind of like, you know, I have all the tools, you know, as far as football goes, I'm not going to be much different, you know, as a player. It's just, you know, at this point about being as best I can be as far as college goes.
And Kalijah, you mentioned how you have a lot of experience and, I mean, really successful last year. But going into the season, the NFL in mind, have you trained any differently?
Yeah, man. So, you know, and honestly, the big thing that I paid attention to, you know, and it kind of goes into training, but it's a little different. Really just like taking care of my body and recovering. The NFL season, our season, the college season is 12 games for sure. The NFL season, you know, is almost twice as long. So it's like, it's a grind, man. You gotta take care of yourself. And I think using my experiences and my years of having done it and being in college and having to fight through walls and injuries and stuff like that, just knowing and having the wherewithal of, you know, I got to stay on top of, you know, my recovery, whether it be hot tub, ice tub, Normatec, game ready, whatever guys do to, you know, to stay in shape. And then on top of that, just being more intentional about what I'm doing. You know, everybody likes to go out and do drills and, you know, run routes, but, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You kind of got to be specific and intentional with your approach.
Earlier, Jack touched upon the fact that you had a very successful career. What is it about your offense that has helped you succeed throughout your career at Vanderbilt?
The offense that I play in it's a pro style offense. So I've kind of learned the pro game and, you know, as far as, you know, how we do things, the routes we can run, our sets and stuff like that. But one thing that's helped me overall and just my overall knowledge of football is the fact that I've had to play every position. In college, you know, my freshman year I played X, my sophomore year I played the slot for a majority of the time, and then, you know, last year I switched over to Z after one of the guys got hurt, you know, just to kind of help the ranks. And this year I'm back at X, so it's kind of like I've learned how to play every receiver position since like through my years in college. It's kind of, you know, I don't think I would have been able to do that, you know, in many other places.
Kalijah, is there one of those positions that you feel like you'd be most comfortable playing in the NFL, or do you think with your experience at all of them, that's going to help your transition to the pro game?
I mean, that's hard to say because I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly. I watch, you know, NFL ball, but I don't really know what it's like. You know, the hashes are more condensed. So, you know, the game is it's a passing game. The league turns into a passing league more and more. So, I feel like teams need more receivers who can do different things and be versatile. And I think my college experience will help me do that. But, you know, as of right now, I think I could play slot in the NFL just because I think I have the shoulder area quickness, you know, the mind to do that. But I also think if need be, I can play outside because I've shown that I can separate, you know, and catch tough balls vertically.
Kalijah, do you have any individual goals that you're focusing on?
Yeah, man. So the big one that, you know, kind of getting buzzed around, at least our facility, you know, as far as Vandy goes, you know, I'm en route to catch Jordan Matthews with his touchdown record here. I need 6 to break it. So, you know, with that, you know, God willing, things go as they've went these last 3 years, and I'll catch that and be the all-time lead receiver in touchdowns. And hopefully I can catch maybe like 130 balls, and I'll be up there like maybe second or third as far as catches go. And that'll put me, in my opinion, top 2 Vandy receivers all the time. Other than that, you know, I think I need like 14 touchdowns to break the SEC record. So that, you know, that's in my sight. I'm aware of it. But, you know, all those things also, you know, fall, like you said, they fall secondary to our team goals as far as, you know, what we want to do and how we want to be.
Kalijah, I've been talking about, you're going to end up being one of the top Vanderbilt wide receivers to ever come out of there. But going back to high school, what was the recruiting process like for you, and how did you end up playing for the Commodores?
So, you know, coming out of high school, I wasn't a super big recruit. I think Rivals and had me like 3 stars, which was cool for me because, I mean, I never really did many camps or nothing like that. So, you know, that wasn't a huge thing in my world. I was really just determined to get out of the state as far as college goes. I wanted to leave the state, get away from New Orleans. So, and my first offer in SEC was Arkansas. I felt like Vandy came in and did a good job of presenting to me what I could be as far as, you know, how my career could go at, you know, here. And what Coach Mason and Coach Hankton, who's not at Georgia, you know, wanted me to do and believe in me. So, and my parents thought I'd be safe and happy up in Nashville. So it kind of worked.
Kalijah, what has it been like playing under Coach Derek Mason throughout your entire career? And can you explain your relationship with him?
I mean, Coach Mason's a good dude, man. If you see him talk or you read quotes or anything, watch an interview, whatever it may be, what you see is kind of what you get. He's confident. He's bold. You know, he believes in us. He believes in his guys, but he also believes in himself. And he has, you know, sometimes he kind of seems like he's coming out of nowhere with stuff or left field, and he's kind of like extra, but there's always a method to the madness. You know, he thinks about stuff 3 times before he says it. And, you know, as far as my personal relationship goes, I'll always be, you know, in debt to Coach Mason. He's the reason I am where I am. He's the head coach that offered me a scholarship to play college ball. So, you know, there is no Kalijah Lipscomb as far as Vanderbilt Commodore goes if there's no Derek Mason. So, you know, he always been my good favorite.
Kalijah, now this year, the guy who's going to be trying to help you break those records is your new quarterback, Riley Neal. What have been your initial impressions of him, and how does he differ than when you guys had Kyle Shurmur as your quarterback last year?
I mean, at this point, honestly, I don't know who's going to be the quarterback, but to speak to Riley, he's a good dude, man. He's big, athletic, fun dude to be around. He's got a really strong arm on him. You know, he can do what we need him to do as far as, you know, being competitive. He's had a lot of experience at Ball State, and we're looking forward to, you know, going into fall camp and competing and getting better. But he's different from Kyle in the fact that Riley may be a little bit more athletic than Kyle. You know, Kyle also played in the system for 4 years. He started playing as a true freshman. So Kyle's knowledge of our, you know, of how we do things, he was kind of a field general. That's how they're different. I mean, Riley's transferred in, so, you know, that's something that, you know, comes with just being here.
How is playing, like, players with Keyshawn Vaughn and Jared Pinkney on the same offense as you helped you as a wide receiver?
You know, you'd be surprised, man. It's like, they not only do they help me as a receiver, because they just because they occupy space, time, and, you know, attention, man. It's like, when there's only 11 guys on each side of the ball, so when you have to commit, if a team is a 4-3 team and they're putting 7 in the box to stop Keyshawn from running, they've only got 4 on the back end to defend. So either, and we have other receivers as well. So, you know, Jared is a pretty big mix match for anybody, you know, as far as size and speed goes. So you kind of gotta pick your poison, honestly, of who you want or who you think will beat you the least, I guess. Because we have a lot of talent, man, that can hurt you and hurt teams.
And Kalijah, looking back to last year, the game against Notre Dame was probably one of the best college football games of the season. I know it was tough being that you guys didn't end up on top, but how are you going to use that game to motivate yourself for next year?
Man, I think that game was a big eye-opener for everybody, including us, because, you know, it takes a while. When you're playing, it takes a while to get confident, even in yourself. Most underdogs don't go into the game thinking, oh, we're gonna come in here and just whoop up on people. It kind of takes a few drives, or even a quarter and a half, to get really confident and rolling. So once we got that, we understood, you know, we can compete with people, you know, in the big teams. I think Notre Dame wound up going to the playoffs, correct me if I'm wrong. So, I mean, it was like a, you know, it was cool. But as far as motivating factors go, you know, I've used, you know, I have that last play of, you know, the dude, you know, breaking up that pass, me hitting the ground, that ball bouncing up. You know, I've had it, you know, ingrained into my memory permanently. I'll never forget it, just because it's probably the lowest I felt in college, you know, thus far, just because I felt like people were depending on me to make that play, you know, and I didn't make it happen. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, like you said, it has to be a something that pushes me forward, not holds me back. So I've used it as kind of a tool to say, this is why I, you know, that play, so that play won't happen again, is why I practice the way I do, or why I catch extra jugs. I catch 200 jugs a day, or, you know, I do things differently because I don't want to feel that type of way again.
You play in the best conference in college football. Throughout your career, who has been the toughest cornerback you have faced in your career?
That's a hard one, man. I think there's been some good guys that I faced against. You know, even from my freshman year, I can remember going against Quincy Wilson and Jalen Tabor. Well, T.J. Tabor now. You know, as far as just being a young guy out there playing against, you know, guys who were, you know, ranked highly in their classes and, you know, went to the league. You know, DeAndre Baker was solid. I mean, the guy, you know, Juwan is one of my best friends that I met in college, man. He's a great player. He's going to do great things. I went against him every day for 3 years, you know. So, you know, there's been a lot of good guys. The SEC definitely got some good talent. And I think, you know, just with the schedule we have this year, I'm going to continue to see those, you know, that top talent level as far as DBs go.
And being that you're in the SEC, how do away games differ, Kalijah, from when you're playing an SEC team versus any team from another conference?
It's just the atmosphere, bro. It's just big. You know, most places you go, and people care about football, but most, if you think about it, SEC team, most SEC teams are in, like, college towns. They're not in major cities. You know, Nashville's one. I think we're one of the only SEC teams in an actual city, big city. But other than that, like, the schools are in college town, so the whole town shuts down when there's a game, and it becomes like a big, it just becomes football. And it's like, you kind of feel that in the air, and it becomes like, you know, it becomes exhilarating.
Kalijah, can you take me through game day from the time you wake up to the end of the game?
So we wake up, depending on when the game is, we'll wake up like maybe 3 hours before the game. We'll eat breakfast. Everybody eats breakfast. Breakfast is silent. You may have your headphones on or whatever, but there's not much talking, much going on. We'll do a team meeting, special teams meeting, then an overall team meeting. We'll watch some type of, you know, hype video to try to get us, going and our minds going. You know, we'll get on the buses and hit Star Walk or head to whatever stadium if it's an away game. And then from there, it's just, you know, locker room, getting dressed, talking, and getting around your guys, and then you go out to play.
Kalijah, being that you're in the SEC, one of the biggest football teams in the country, Vanderbilt, you guys are playing top-tier opponents week in and week out. But being a college athlete at a top university, you also have schoolwork. How difficult is it to handle your schoolwork while having to deal with things such as practice and road games?
You know, it can be tough, man. It's really about time management. To anybody that wants to play, you know, college football or even like collegiate athletics, you know, you really gotta, you know, be intentional about how you manage your time and what you do. You know, my dad kind of taught me the kind of maxim of doing what you have to do before you do what you want to do. And I feel like that works if you're committed to, you know, to doing your work and taking care of things you have to take care of, taking care of business before you go hang out with your homies or go do whatever extracurricular you want to do. You'll be straight and you'll have time to, you know, navigate.
What went into your decision to major in sociology?
I'm interested in how people interact. That was a major thing. Like I've always been interested in like why people go to parties or what people do at social events, nightclubs, or you know why people get together to drink beer or any type of, like, really just any social interaction that goes on. I've always been interested in, you know, kind of knowing why that takes place, you know, why people gather the way they do and that type of stuff.
Have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing that you would do with your signing bonus?
First thing you got to do, you got to pay 50% off the taxes. So, you know, you get half of that, right around half of that. I'd probably do something for my mom, you know, my little brother and sister. I got some little siblings that I want to take care of. That's probably the first and foremost. I'm thinking for a while, at least I'll do the apartment scene or a condo scene, whatever it may be. I don't need to really be in a big house, you know, right away. I'll probably get myself a nice car, but I'm not a big jewelry guy, so, you know, none of that stuff is kind of in my mind.
That's one of the most interesting responses we've gotten. I think the first part about having to pay 50% of it to taxes, that is completely true. And kind of looking at it for the next level, have you started meeting with agents, and is there anyone helping you with the process?
Yeah, my dad's been my right hand man as far as agents go, but you know, the agent thing is cool, man, but you know, it's really, none of the matters if you don't take care of business. You know what I mean? All the agents hit you up because they think you can help them make money. Or they can make money off of your, you know, your success. And it's a partnership. It's not really, they're not using you, but you know, you kind of got to take care of business first. And that's kind of what I've been focused on, just handling, you know, the better I do this last season, the easier whoever I sign with job will be, because, you know, they'll have to do that much less work to get me in front of teams.
Kalijah, this is your senior year. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
I would want them to know that I'm pretty fluid and versatile as far as what I can do on the field. You know, my skill set is kind of, you know, wide ranging, and I played every position at receiver in a pro style offense, and I've made plays. I think the big highlight about my game, I have really good short area quickness as far as, you know, catching, you know, being able to separate, you know, in on short and medium routes. I think I have speed to, you know, to separate from guys vertically. And I think really my big selling point is I think I have pretty good strong hands, man, for a guy who's only, you know, six, right under 6'1", 6.5". You know, my arms are really long, my hands are pretty big, and I think I do a good job of making catches that I probably shouldn't be making. If you go back and watch my tape just from my freshman year, there's some times where, you know, I've made plays that guys are just like, man, how did you catch that? And I think that's something that I do, you know, pretty well and consistently.
And Kalijah, you've had a lot of success at the collegiate level. We know you weren't as highly recruited as some of these other guys who are going to be drafted around you at the wide receiver position. So for any rising high school football player who feels that they're being under-recruited, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Really, to keep it a all the way 100, man, anybody, any, not even wide receivers, man, but any player that's coming up in high school and, you know, and listening to this, the stars and stuff is cool because it makes your parents happy and it gives you a little cloud around your friend group, but none of that stuff matters when you get to the next level, man. None of, like, it's like a reset. When you get, there are guys that I've seen 5 stars ride the bench for 4 years. I've seen 2 stars and 3 stars like myself come in and start from freshman year and produce and be productive and gain a name for themselves homeward. So, you know, it's cool because, you know, everybody wants to be, you know, Rivals 300 and, you know, invited to the All-American game and Under Armour game. But if you don't get too down on yourself. Don't get down on yourself at all, because there's still, you know, once you get to the next level, all you need is opportunity. What you do with that opportunity is completely up to you. But there are people that are going to be listed higher than you that, you know, really and truly, you might be better than. So, you know, don't let this stuff, you know, hit you too hard, and keep pushing.
Well, that was Kalijah Lipscomb. We appreciate your time. We appreciate the advice you gave out, learning more about your collegiate career. And we definitely hope to see you on Sundays. We appreciate it. Thanks again.
I appreciate it, bro.